The following podcast will contain spoilers and explicit language. Hello and welcome to episode 26 of Yeah, It's That Bad Reloaded. My name is Jonah.
And I'm Zach.
This is a show that looks at supposedly bad movies and asks the question, is it really that bad? And what that boils down to is we look at movies that are rotten on Rotten Tomatoes and we reevaluate that score. Does it really deserve to be that low? Tonight's movie is Fast and Furious, directed by Justin Lin, starring Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, Georgiana Brewster, and Michelle Rodriguez. Fast and Furious is a 2009 action thriller film and currently holds a 28% on Rotten Tomatoes. How about a plot synopsis?
Dominic Toretto is forced to come out of hiding when a loved one is brutally murdered. Heading to LA to track down the culprit, he crosses paths with Brian O'Connor, the FBI agent whose undercover infiltration of Toretto's gang led to the motorized miscreant's exile across the border. Two men temporarily put their differences aside as they investigate the killing.
Motorized miscreant. Fuck off.
Listen, man, that's how you pronounce that, right? M-I-S-C-R-E-A-N-T-S, right? Yeah. I've never heard that word before in my life.
Really? Damn, this guy doesn't read books.
Google, define. Show me this man's balls. One who behaves criminal. Why not? Oh, my God. Really? God, I hate big words.
Are you more angry at motorized miscreant now?
Yeah. I'm furious at it. Who writes this shit?
Yeah, I don't know who writes the Google reviews, actually. Zach, what is your history with this movie?
Pretty much the same as the Tokyo Drift episode. I love this franchise. I actually have the limited edition box set where it's in like the little wheel and it's shaped like a tire and it has all of them in it.
Sheesh.
That doesn't have Fast 8 or the new one in it. Mm. Like, I got it before those.
You got to buy the new one.
I got to buy the new one. I got to spend another $60
on it. on all 10. You're going to get like another copy of the first 8 movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When the world.
Make a mural on my wall of the Fast and Furious movies.
When the world ends, these are how we will rebuild.
We will base society off of these. Oh, God. Yeah. This isn't necessarily my favorite out of the franchise, but it's part of the franchise, so I kind of have to like it.
Yeah, I think I've seen this one like literally once.
It's not my favorite.
I completely forgot Gal Gadot. This is the one where Gal Gadot gets introduced.
Yeah, right. This is her first one.
Yeah.
I kind of just thought she was part of the gang for a while, but I never remembered where she got thrown into the mix.
Yeah. I didn't like her. All right, you know what? Well, hold on. Liz, we got to do the actor thing. I don't know. My history. I've seen it once. It's definitely not my favorite. I remember liking Fast and Furious, the second one, Too Fast, Too Furious, because I think that one was funny. That was because that had Ludacris in it, right?
Yeah, that had Ludacris, that ridiculous hair.
Where the hell is he?
Oh, that's a good question. Where is Ludacris for this one? Where he's just not.
I got to rewatch them all, honestly, because like, where's Ludacris? How did he come back in? I don't remember what happened in the third movie at all.
The third movie was Tokyo Drift.
Really?
Yeah, it was. It's.
Oh, I thought there was one.
The Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, then Tokyo Drift. Then this one, and I guess like Fast 5.
Well, hold on. Now that I know that, because I thought there was a third one, and then Tokyo Drift was an offshoot.
No, so
now that I know that, it makes Han being in this movie even fucking crazier.
Yep. Yeah, the timeline gets super confusing.
He's literally like Vin Diesel's like. Yeah, we got to split up. And then Han's like, oh, I hear what they're doing in Tokyo is crazy. So what?
So Tokyo Drift is the...
It's like the seventh movie or something.
I think it's the seventh movie in line.
But in 2009, they didn't know that.
No, I mean, they were obviously planning something, I guess.
Didn't know that. I would be so confused.
The audience thought this was going to stop at this movie. They were like, wow, they made another sequel? Wow, okay, cool. I didn't know there was going to be 13 more of these fucking movies.
What the fuck? I didn't know Vin Diesel would be doing this in his 50s. Old
just
man
fat
disease.
Old Vin Diesel just running around.
Driving around.
Dude, I cannot wait for them to go to space. I'm so excited.
Yeah, holy fuck. Did you see? Wait, I saw a tweet today, and it was like, I forgot whoever the fuck like directs or runs... the Fast and the Furious now. He was like, I haven't ruled out a crossover with Jurassic World.
What in the fuck?
He was like, nothing is off the table.
God, Paul Walker is rolling in his fucking grave right now.
No! Stop this, man! What year did Paul Walker die?
Was that like 20? It feels like it was a couple years ago. It was probably like 2013 or something.
Exactly right. No, 2013.
2016. Wait, 2013?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Look at that.
It is crazy that he died in a car crash.
Years? After he died, I remember that quote that he put out blew the fuck up. It was like, if the speed ever kills me, just know I went out with a smile or something like that. What? And I can guarantee you he did not have a smile on his face as he catapulted himself into that tree.
As he wrapped himself around a tree? I don't know.
Not a shot he was smiling. But he went out doing what he loved.
But he was going fast.
He had a great time. He was going fast, being furious.
Yeah, I'd be furious I died too. Oh, ba-boom. Yahtzee. There's nothing we love more on this podcast than just absolutely defiling dead people. There's nothing we love more.
Oh, God.
If there's one thing I love, it's a person who can't defend themselves. Anyway,
so I'm still looking at the Fast and the Furious Google page. And after the Fast and Furious 9, there was a see more option, so I clicked it. And there's a picture of Vin Diesel standing there in a tank top, and it says Fast and Furious 10 and 11 coming soon.
Great. I can't wait to be 30.
And still going to see Fast and Furious movies in the theaters.
When did the first Fast and Furious come out? Like 2000?
2001.
So we were 4.
Yep. We have grown up and evolved as this movie series has.
We are 23.
And they're just still coming, man. That's they're still coming.
Fucking crazy.
God, the franchise turns 20 this year.
Holy when did the first fuck. One come out? So what, Vin Diesel was like 25 when he was first in a Fast and Furious?
June 22nd, 2001. All right, June 22nd. Everyone. Oh, fuck. Hunter's birthday is June 22nd.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's why he drives a WRX.
That's why he goes real fast. Uh-huh. Shout out, Hunter.
Holy shit.
Anyway.
All right. So how about an actor, huh? Let's do what we always do at the top of the show. We'll discuss the actors one by one and see how you, and I'm talking to you, Zach, thought they did. First up, Romrick Retrow himself.
Domnu Retrow.
This movie is severely lacking Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
Jason fight. John Rau.
Derek Shaw.
I one of the clearest memories I have of Fast and Furious is when they bust out that like NAS like that F1 car that slides under the other cars.
That fucking ramp car, and they're going that around the highway.
Is one of the clearest memories I have of the Fast and Furious.
Oh God. You're just sitting there screaming, yeah, let's fucking go.
Were you doing any of that in this movie?
We'll get to that.
Oh, okay. Vin Diesel.
Dominic Retro.
How do you think he did? We sound like Scooby-Doo when we fucking do that.
Yeah. He's all right. It's Vin Diesel. It was a super serious Vin Diesel, and I hated it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. They turned it up, the serious knob. They like cranked it up to 11 for this movie. And this is not a serious movie. You can't do that.
Yeah, I should have known that they were going to try to go to a serious route. Just even just seeing the title, it's just Fast and Furious. There's no The Fast. There's no The Fast and the Furious or like.
Fire to the Thus.
There's no like number play, like Too Fast, Too Furious. You know?
Not even an and. It's just the and. What is that? The ampersand, or whatever it's called? Yeah.
So I shouldn't have known.
Rude.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know. He had a vendetta. He's on a mission. It's so stupid. It's Fast Five
that's
where
when
it got
shit just
like,
started getting bananas. When they started dragging bank vaults through cities.
Is that the one with the bank vault?
Oh yeah.
that's the one.
Oh yeah.
That's the fucking one. Paul Walker.
He was pretty Paul Walker in this one. He played his character pretty well in this. Brian O'Connor. Like he was, it's the same in all the movies with him. He's like that serious cop, but he's also a little goofy and he loves driving real fast and he's not a good actor, but just had to slip that in there.
Where was he born?
I feel like he's from Glendale, Jersey. California.
California, just kidding. So, okay, so he puts on like a fucking like East Coast accent. It's weird. I think he's
pretending to be from like New Jersey or something.
I feel like that's what he thinks like cops sound like. Hey Dom, what the fuck, man?
What the fuck are you doing, dude?
Dom, you gotta get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Jordana Brewster, she plays Dominic Toretto's sister. Big forehead.
Big old forehead.
That's all I got.
I honestly, I'm not a fan of her character in this franchise.
What the fuck is she here for?
For Brian to fall in love with? I don't know.
Why? That pays no dividends anywhere in the franchise.
Nope. It's all about family.
Oh, right.
I got family.
Right. Fuck, man. And then Michelle Rodriguez. She played Letty.
She was in this movie for 45 seconds.
And I like her the best.
And she got murdered 2 minutes into the movie.
And I still like her the best. At the end of this movie, I was just like, so they literally made this movie because her dying is very important in like the next three movies.
Yeah.
So I feel like this whole movie was made literally just to kill her.
This was the tipping point of like this was them shoving the boulder off the side of the mountain and then it's just rolling downhill full speed,
gaining speed, picking up things,
picking up nuclear powered submarines and skyscrapers.
Oh my God.
And Jason Statham gets thrown in there at some point. This was the tipping point for the franchise.
Yeah, it all starts here.
And this really does kick everything off.
Yeah, this is the movie where everything like flips. Dom doesn't even say family in this movie.
He doesn't even say family.
It has nothing to do with family.
This is not a Fast and Furious
Damn,
movie.
Damn, man. Wow, this movie really missed a lot of fuck. There was no barbecue.
There was no backyard barbecue. There was no mention of family. This is fuck. Bullshit, right? I want my money back.
And just for good measure, I would like to throw in Gal Gadot for analysis.
I'm gonna let you touch this one. I'm not even gonna.
First of all, I know Gal Gadot is in the IDF, so I mean it's fuck Gal Gadot, but I think I could take her at this point.
Yeah,
dude, how much do you think she weighs? 72 pounds, 63 pounds,
maybe a solid 100 pounds. You got it. She's like, how tall is she?
48 pounds. 30,
she's
5'10",
so she's got to weigh at least like 60, 70 pounds.
Okay, hear me out. 17 pounds.
Final offer.
Anyway, she was sucked at acting.
Yeah, not great in this one.
Really bad. But I'm happy she didn't try. You know what? I was going to say I'm happy she didn't try to cover her accent, but she never tries to do that. She's incapable of doing that.
And anything she's doing, she's just.
Why does she not work with a dialect coach?
Because it makes her mysterious.
Oh, like. It makes her Amazonian.
Amazonian.
It's just fucking Israeli.
It's an Amazonian accent, all right?
All right. Wow.
Listen here, pal.
The Amazonians sound a lot like the Israelis. It's weird. I don't know. All right. Let's get into the brief history of Fast and Furious. With a budget of $85 million, how much did it make worldwide?
$300 million?
Pretty good, Zach. $363 million.
Damn.
There's nothing interesting on it, so I don't know what to tell you. As usual, we come unprepared, and you will be underwhelmed.
Yeah, I think actually somebody wrote a review saying that exact thing.
Wait, do we have any new reviews?
Oh, we do.
Is it not good?
Three stars.
Three stars? That's too honest. Either kiss our feet or tell us we suck.
We'll talk about it at the end.
Oh, this guy's got some fucking balls.
Did you just read it?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yourself. Here's three stars. Also, can you do this movie I recommended? Yeah.
We could try it.
I'm going to fuck him.
Jonah.
What?
It's a positive review.
It's not. He said, I've only listened to a few episodes. Here's 3 out of 5. Also do this movie.
All right. Listen, Cat Lord, bump those numbers up. Listen to like 10 episodes and then we'll talk.
Yeah, come back to us.
Or maybe listen to like 26 of them and then we'll talk.
Also, give us your money.
Johnny, you got to ease into it, man. You really just got to like.
I'm not made for fame, all right? You got
to ease into it.
I'm not here to people please. Shall we get into. No, I keep wanting to say the Fast and the Furious. It's just Fast and Furious.
Just forget the word the, all right? Just take it out of the dictionary.
Shall we get into Fast and Furious?
It just sounds clunky, but yeah.
It does, right? It sounds idiotic. So the movie opens up with a wonderful... Okay, so I was curious. Do trucks like this fucking exist?
So I've seen, with my own two eyes, three trailers on the back of a truck.
Okay, this one has six.
This one has six. And it's going through a desert in Mexico, or I think they're in... They in DR?
I think DR.
Yeah, they're in DR. It's flying down a mountain in DR with six fully loaded fuel tanker trailers.
What kind of truck would you
need? I feel like there's a rule against this.
Right? Yeah, that's a good point. First of all, so fucking dangerous. Yeah, I got about 70,000 tons of fuel. I could.
I got 400,000 gallons of gasoline. High octane racing fuel, ready to roll.
It's extra flammable. yeah, this is going to the Challenger 7. This is going to space.
Jet fuel, just casually cruising through DR.
Holy shit. Also, what kind of truck would you need to pull that much fucking weight?
A big one. They're on a mountain, too. So
they're going uphill.
I really want to know how this truck got here.
Holy shit. You know how long it would take that thing to stop?
Oh, my God.
It's like a train. Also, well, wait, we didn't even explain what's going on. There's a truck with like fucking six tankers full of fuel that they're trying to steal because they drive cars and cars need gas.
Cars obviously need fuel.
So they're going to take the tankers off and haul them somewhere and drink the fuel or something. When they were talking about, they were like, why don't we rob banks and you know, we could get like gold or something. And Michelle Rodriguez was like, down here, this stuff is gold. What do you mean down here? What? Gas is...
They're in DR. Gas is liquid gold. Come on. That's pretty... I need you to keep up here, all right?
Hey, come on. Hey, stay with me.
Listen here, pal, all right?
What kind of stupid... What do you mean? What does that mean?
Also, they were totally doing that just to set up the next movie where they actually rob a bank.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
They probably already had that script written.
Oh, my God. 100%.
Down here... This stuff is gold. What does that mean? It's just gas.
I really want to know if this is possible. Like, I know the answer is no. It's not. It's just not going to fucking happen. But I really want to know if you can, like, J-turn a weird super mini pickup truck, do 90 in reverse down a hill, hook up to a trailer, and then stop it.
Oh, there's no fucking way.
Maybe. Like, maybe?
There's no way that pickup truck could stop, like, 40,000 gallons of fuel going 90 miles per hour down a hill.
I don't know. Oh, it's definitely not possible. Like, there's just no way.
There's no way. None of the physics of this should work. Also, so they're still in the truck, and then they're going down a hill, and the hill's going to end. And the driver jumps out, right, to the side of the road.
Like, oh, no, a downhill. Ah, shit. He just jumps out.
Which that's fine with me, whatever. He rolls out, he's fine. How come Michelle Rodriguez doesn't just do that?
It's liquid gold, baby.
But they don't get that. They don't. She's trying to jump to Vin Diesel's
car. It explodes anyway. Like,
just jump off if the other guy did it.
Yeah, but we don't know if he lived. He's not a main character.
Right? You're right.
I really need to know why this road exists in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Why there's 80 billion pounds of liquid gold driving down it at 200 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck is this truck going with that much fuel? Because it looks like he's in the middle of a desert.
To the station. So they pull it off. Are we considering this a success? I don't know.
I mean, absolutely. They all party. And the only reason they committed multiple felonies and EPA violations was so that they could race without paying for gas.
Right.
like when you think about it, they killed this truck driver. They blew his truck up, burned down half of DR.
Oh, just this so is a very arid. Gas. This is a very arid environment, right? That turns into a forest fire.
Oh my God, yeah. Like there's brush air that the DR is gone. It's burned off the map.
So they don't have to go to the gas station.
Yep, just so they don't have to go to the gas station.
Holy shit, you're fucking right. They're eco-terrorists, right?
Them and Kevin would get along great.
They're just burning fuel. They're like sucking on fucking on exhaust pipes. Oh yeah. I love directly after the heist, there's like that, you know, party or whatever, and yeah. And there's just like seven shots of people filling up their cars with gas.
Yeah. Like that's exactly what I'm saying. Like they're like, yeah, felonies, free gas, woo,
throw fuel up.
Like, no, you're all going to jail for a long time.
Yeah, I can't get behind this one. I'm not gonna lie. That guy was literally just trying to drive. That guy was literally just driving to. He wasn't like a criminal that they were trying.
We
to-
don't know that. He might have been bringing those trucks to a drug cartel,
right?
So that they can street race, right?
Oh,
but they're not part of the family. They can't hang out with the family, you know?
They can't sit at lunch with us.
Nah. So they can't have the gas. Fuck them.
This guy's just in his trucker cap. He literally has a pet iguana next to him. And he's like, all right, can't wait to get home to my family. Oh, I love my wife and kids. They're going to be so happy. I'm going to get my kid an Xbox because he's been so good. He deserves it. And then Vin Diesel comes and tries to fucking like shove a shotgun in his window.
And then Vin Diesel comes along and kills me.
And I'm not a main character, so I just got to take it. Yeah, you know, I don't know if I can back him up on this one. The cops are on their tail, man. So they got to split up or
cops
something.
Cops are coming.
I didn't quite get this one.
What do you mean, man? They're on the way. Like, they found us. The jig is up. We got to go.
So I
got to go fast.
So why don't they just move? Why was this?
Vin Diesel's got family, and he got to protect them, all right? Just shut up and go with it.
But he's splitting up from his family. So anyway, he's like, all right, we got to split. And then Michelle Rodriguez is like, no, that's kind of stupid. Why? And then he leaves while she's sleeping.
I was going to say, he just abandons her while she's asleep.
Yeah, and it gets her killed. Let's make that very clear.
Yeah, it really does.
Also,
her blood is on Dom's hands, 100%.
Why is he cool with, like, throwing her onto a moving tanker truck but not, like, hanging out?
Yeah, like, all you got to do is just keep her with you. And you guys are – you can go wherever the hell you want. It obviously works out for him, like, not so bad.
Literally.
And she's dead because of he didn't want to bring her. But, like, he threw her onto a bomb.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway, Paul Walker's back to being an FBI agent. He's running and chasing and doing all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Paul Walker has better de-escalation skills than most cops in the United States.
He tackled him through a window and then off of a rooftop. What are you talking about?
He didn't shoot him and he got shot at. The guy lived.
Yeah, true.
Paul Walker could have unloaded on him. He's looking for a name.
David Park. Oh, remember that because it's never going to be important.
Yeah, it's like the first 40 minutes of this movie.
Just make no sense. It's just dumb.
Just for them.
Yada, yada, yada. David Park. Oh, Letty's dead. Ah, shit.
They split up, and then immediately Dom gets a call that Letty is dead. He Sherlock Holmes the whole crime scene. Literally.
Bro, he walks up. He's imagining he sees where the cars came in and rolls, and then the explosion.
He can smell the fucking gasoline.
He's like, that's nitro methylethylene.
methyl ethyl. I don't know. So now he's got that's his family, and we know how he feels about family.
He's got family, all right.
Yeah,
I got family.
So now watching this movie, how the fuck does Letty come back?
Well, you see, so he very clearly describes shooting her in the face.
Right.
And then watching her burn.
Right.
But in the next movie.
Right.
Or the movie after that one. I forgot which one. You can clearly see that when they show the explosion, she just gets launched down the hill safely.
Damn.
So they're so like part of me is like, yo, they're so good at planning out the future, all how all these movies are linked together. Then I'm like, no, they're fucking not. They railed a line of coke, did a Mad Lib, and then threw this movie together. Then they were like, wait, what if she's not dead? Because we want more money.
Yeah, the bullet in her face is a concerning.
Like, they literally show him. They see her in the car. They show her. And then they cut to him aiming a gun at her head. He shoots her. And then he says, yeah, I watched her burn. And then Dom beats the shit out of him, this and that. And then two movies later, she's like, hey, what's up, guys? You believe in ghosts?
But she has amnesia.
From the explode and the bullet.
The bullets. And the shrapnel and the fire. She got amnesia. Then Paul Walker and Dom's sister meet up. Thank goodness she was brought into the exact same station that Paul Walker works at.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, you know?
And FBI headquarters is in L.A. You know?
It all kind of just so happened to work out.
It's just great, yeah. So Paul Walker's like, stay away from Dom because I'm going to have to fucking arrest him one day or something. And Paul Walker's a fucking narc.
Yeah, but like he changes, but then he goes back, and he's an FBI agent, and he goes back.
There's no way.
And he's an FBI agent again, and then he's not.
Literally, there's no way I would ever let Paul Walker into my family. I can't trust him.
How could the cops trust him, though? Like, he's abandoned them, flipped on them, double-crossed them.
He's a bad cop and a bad criminal.
Yeah, he's just not good at being either, honestly.
Who the hell is supposed to trust him?
The only thing he's good at is driving real fast and real furious.
His boss is like, hey, can you, like, bring that cocaine back here? And he's like
it's in a safe place, don't worry.
Can't do that, boss, sorry. I'd be like, what? So you either sold it all or are you addicted to coke? I wouldn't be like, you know what, you're right.
He just did 60 kilos of coke overnight. So what the fuck is going on here?
Like, what? So they find this David Park guy. He gets them into a race so that they can, so their plan is to work for this guy who killed Letty.
You're doing great.
Oh fuck. Who's the guy, black guy, in the race? He looks familiar. Brandon Jackson.
What was he from?
He was in Percy Jackson. He was the he was in Tropic Thunder. He was the booty sweat guy.
What?
I was like,
Oh my god.
I was like, I recognize you.
No fucking way. That's Al Pacino.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, booty sweat. That's where it is. So they're going to race. I guess you could say they're having like a race war of sorts.
Race wars. Right.
They're going to race to get this spot in this guy's cartel to run drugs so that Vin Diesel can shoot him.
Yep.
Okay.
Listen, when you dissect these movies like this, you're just not.
It's just tough.
Shit's not gonna line up.
But that's what we do. That's our job. We talk about the movie. I don't know how.
So during this race, how many civilians do you think just got killed just from this insane driving?
Oh, I can't. Like, these guys are.
What millions of dollars of property damage and just death.
We said the same thing with I think it was National Treasure, where we're like, Nick Cage is not a good guy. Like, he's not any better.
No.
Same with this. Like, what the fuck? You're just like, they just like T-bone random citizens.
Yeah, man. Like, you just inadvertently killed like 20 people in a crosswalk.
That's not cool. Because why? Because you're upset your friend got murdered. You're a criminal. Of course they're going to die. You do this for a living. What do you mean? You got to kill the mom in the Honda Civic?
Like, that dude was going to grab ice cream from the gas station and you just murdered him.
Oh, wow. Just graduated college today. It's what a good. Woo! Dom speeds by. I got family!
You just hear him flying by. Just
Is that cool? You're not the good guy here. What the hell? I feel like I think we're just old. We're like, really? These guys shouldn't be driving this fast.
These guys are driving too damn fast.
Goddamn furious. So they're racing. They're literally killing civilians over and over and over and over and over.
Yep. The dream. Yep.
Oh, the dream.
Just street racing, killing people, you know.
And then Romerick Retro wins.
Romerick Retro.
Which is good for him because that was his goal. So he has to Zach, I don't think you're following here, right? He has to win the race so that he can get in the cartel so he can stand next to the guy that killed Letty and shoot him, even though he was in the room already with them.
Yeah, why didn't he just shoot him in the face then?
I don't know.
Well, wait, he didn't know that was Braga, whatever the guy's name is. He didn't know that was him then.
But Braga's not even the guy that killed Letty.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that. He thinks it was Braga, doesn't he?
Maybe. Yeah, I guess. I guess you're right.
Because we don't find out that dude, what is even his name in this? Hold on.
I mean, Phoenix or something? Or
Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah.
Phoenix was Braga. No, wait.
No?
Fuck, hold on. Wait a minute.
I mean, judging...
The one dude was Braga the whole time, but he was pretending to be somebody else.
First of all, I want to refer to this guy now as Baraka from Mortal Kombat.
Barack Obama.
Yeah, Barack Obama. You know, that's better. Barack Obama
was in this movie? What the fuck?
Wow.
Dude, this movie fucks, man.
That's my president.
Wait, Barack Obama was actually president when this movie came out. Hold on.
Now, wait a second.
Oh, wait a minute here.
Now, judging by the very clear silhouette that Vin Diesel saw in his Sherlock Holmes moment.
Yep.
I mean, I think I would be able to pick out who it was in that room.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
Yeah, it's not the 50-year-old guy sitting in the chair.
Nope.
It's the guy wearing the same exact clothes as the guy I saw kill Letty in my brain image.
I don't know. Would that hold up in court? That's my question.
I don't think Dom's going to court.
He's got family. Family doesn't go to court.
They have barbecues, like real family.
They have barbecues and drink Coronas.
He does drink a Corona in this movie. He goes into the bar, he's like, yeah, Corona. So now he's going to run. But then Paul Walker also still gets in to the...
Well, because it wasn't... He didn't want the first place. He wanted the first and the second place person.
Oh. Well, he gets a guy kicked out. Okay, so again... Oh, you know what? We can't skip over this, actually, because I couldn't get over this. Paul Walker's not in the job now, but he needs to be. So he takes a guy that got the second place, like another spot in the job, and he sends the cops to his house, to plant evidence on him.
Yep. What's up? What's up? Was that going somewhere? Like, I don't get it.
And then another cop is like, hey, man, this isn't going to stick. What are you doing? And he's like, yeah, I know.
Well, nah, you see, it was the toe sucking for me in this scene. That's what really set it off for me.
The man can suck toes in his house if he wants. Paul Walker can't fucking swat this guy.
Nope, that is a criminal offense, Jonah. No toe sucking allowed.
And then he takes a brick of cocaine out of his fucking pocket. He
drops it on the table. He's like, yep.
There it is. Paul, your fingerprints are on it. Now it's from when I picked it up off the table. When I picked it up and said,
guys, this is cocaine right here.
You know what cocaine is? Illegal. Take him in, boys.
He's going to jail.
You're going to jail, you fucking toe sucking sicko. What the fuck, man? That's not cool. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. You're pretty much spot on.
Right. Okay. So Paul Walker is... Paul Walker thinks he's Batman.
He's Batman, Sherlock Holmes.
Iron Man. Paul Walker? Did you say... Paul Walker is Batman, Iron Man, Batman, Sherlock Holmes, and Paul Walker.
And Paul Walker.
Oh my god. So
most importantly, Paul Walker.
Vin Diesel smells a bunch of car engines. He figures out that the car with the nitro methyl oxide or whatever the fuck it's called, that's the guy because it smells like it. Paul Walker, they're going to go do this job with Vin Diesel and the drug guys. Okay, so Zach, can you describe this drug running plan thing that they do?
Okay. We're talking about the desert one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
They're all going to meet up, super secret. They're all going to hang out, wait for it to get real dark out, and then drive real fast in a straight line directly at the border.
Mm-hmm.
Conveniently time it with the super conveniently panning security camera.
Mm-hmm.
That's thermal imaging, by the way. They emphasize that. And then they're going to crash through a secret Batman tunnel in a mountain doing 250 miles an hour through a mine shaft, I believe. I'm just going to assume that.
Mm-hmm.
And then zoom out the other side of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got the drugs across the border and they're home free, you know?
Nice.
That's what it's all about.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think it would be hard.
Okay.
To drive in a mine shaft. I'll say it.
You forgot to take into account that it's Paul Walker. He's real good at driving. Zoom zooms.
He's not. Well, Zach, we've proven that to be not true.
It was actually his friend driving. Okay, thank you.
Damn, he's good.
This guy's fucking good.
So they get the drugs across, and then every time they do this, they kill the guys that take the drugs.
How many street races have there been to find these drivers?
You would think that like an instance would come up where a guy was like, hey, my friend did that race for Braga and then ran those drugs and he never came back.
And I never saw him again.
So I don't think we should do that, guys. But Vin Diesel explodes his car. Yo, does it annoy you? How does he explode it? Well, he with his nitrous oxide, with his NOS. Of course. Okay, so this is where the movie just gets fucking so confusing to me.
Yeah, this is pretty much the tipping point for me.
I lose this movie completely at this point. Like, I don't know what the fuck is happening anymore. I mean, fuck, man. They get away, Dom and Paul Walker. I love how we just interchange between the actor's name and the character's name. I'm sure it's not confusing at all.
Dominic Toretto
and Paul Walker. They get away with $60 million of cocaine. First of all, I don't think that's how much cocaine that is. They have one suitcase of it, right?
Wait, can we back up to like 30 seconds before they escape? And Dom gets shot in the fucking back.
Oh.
And then shrugs it off.
Literally, can we talk about that real quick? Does not move.
This man gets shot with a bullet.
It was so non-reactive, I thought he was wearing a vest.
Me too. But then you saw like the blood spurt out. You're like, wait, what?
Like, it should have like shattered his collarbone.
Yeah, he gets shot in the trap, like right on the back of his neck. And then he turns around real angry. He's like,
you're going to not. I am Groot, literally. They're in Mexico now, right?
Yeah.
How the fuck does Paul Walker get? What is this impound?
Wait a minute, what the fuck? Hold on.
Paul Walker, they're in Mexico. Wait.
Okay, so they got... No, wait. I think they started in Mexico, then raced back over the U.S. border.
No.
Yeah, because when they got out of the truck before that race through the mineshaft, they were like, welcome to Mexico, boys. And then they did the dash...
Oh, they took the drugs from Mexico to the U.S.?
Back to U.S., I think.
Oh. Okay.
They didn't make that clear at all. I'm just...
Okay.
But even then, wouldn't that put him... He's not... There's no way they made it to L.A. that quickly.
No, he's not in L.A. They're somewhere in fuck... Actually, I don't know, because then fucking Dom's sister shows up.
Where the fuck are they?
Where the fuck are they?
It undisclosed location.
What the fuck?
California.
Anyway, they pull up to an impound, and Paul Walker's like, yeah, 50210, let me in, and flashes his badge, and the guy's like, oh, I know what the FBI, they tell me all the FBI codes. I know what that means.
Yeah, man. Not a problem. You can come into my random impound lot and store your vehicle here on just for
he's
no reason.
Just like, yeah, just find any spot. What?
Yeah, just throw it in there. We definitely don't need a paper trail of it or anything of this.
No, no, no. I'm going to go to an impound and ask for any random car. And then if they have it there, that's what I'll get. So that's where they're going to hide the cocaine, because the last place they would check is their own impound. Keep in mind, Paul Walker is a cop.
Yep.
So his boss says, hey, Paul, can you...
Where's the drugs, man?
Yeah, can you bring back the cocaine? No.
A solid no cat and dues be there, bro. Puss, man. Not going to happen, bro.
Brewski, I'm sorry.
Bruther. Not going to happen, Bruther. I need the cocaine.
I would literally be like, no, get the fuck back here now. How does he have so much, what's the word I'm looking for? Agency to just do whatever the fuck he wants.
Dude, I have no idea.
Anyway, they're going to trade the drugs. They're going to give the drugs back, but only if Braga gives them $6 million in cash himself in person.
Quick question. Real quick question.
They have $60 million worth of cocaine. Why the fuck do they want $6 million?
If I were Braga and I heard this, I would say, that's a trap. I'm not going to do
like,
that.
So hold on. You're going to give me $60 million worth of coke,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to give you $20.
Yeah.
Cool? We're even? Cool? Done?
But you got to give it to me in person.
Surely this can't be a trap.
You gotta be there.
there's nothing suspicious about that.
Also, they don't know that that guy they've been talking to has been Braga the whole time, right? So they're on the phone with him and they're like, well, you don't want to have to tell Braga you lost $60 million worth of coke.
Why the fuck does Braga care? Hold on.
But that's not a factor because they're talking to Braga. So why isn't he just like,
when you really think about it.
I'll just go sell more cocaine.
This movie makes no fucking sense.
Why? He's scared of himself. Everybody agrees to it. It's a really good plan. The trade goes sideways because, well, you know, of course. Mm-hmm. They race back through the tunnel, which was super exciting the second time.
What do you mean? You didn't like this scene? Why not?
It was really cool, and they used the exciting set piece again the exact same way.
No, they went through it the opposite direction.
You're right. Paul Walker crashes. Vin Diesel kills the guy that killed. Oh, also, it turns out Letty was doing the exact same thing that Dom just did. God, yo, this movie is so hard to talk about.
You know, I'm really trying here, movie. You're really making this hard.
What the fuck? So
yeah, they just slipped that in there.
Yeah, Letty did that whole drug thing and then got away, just like Dom did. But then Phoenix came and hunted her down and killed her for not dying.
Did he though?
That's what I no. Anything can be true.
Braga is Barack Obama. Paul Walker is Dominic Toretto. And well, Vin Diesel is Brian O'Connor.
Well, Paul Walker is a tree now.
Paul Walker is Groot.
In a sense, we could say that. So they kill Phoenix. They capture Barack Obama for his crimes against humanity.
Yep.
And
where do they capture him, dude?
And Paul Walker tries to get clemency for Vin Diesel for aiding in the capture of this big drug lord guy. But the judge says, no, fuck you. but
not a shot.
You killed 17 civilians yesterday in that stupid car race you just did. No, you don't get to go away.
He said, Southern Los Angeles is in shambles. There's many families missing loved ones. You're going to fucking jail, dude.
And then Paul Walker stops being a cop and breaks him out of the prison bus. And that's where the movie ends.
No, he doesn't break him out yet. They had to leave something for Fast Five. Come on.
Oh, is that what happens to Fast Five? It starts with the breaking.
That's the opening to Fast Five.
Is it really? That's Fast and Furious. Exactly. It wasn't very good.
Jonah, shut the fuck up, all right?
Sorry. Let me,
Let's find out what the real Drake's had to say.
With its ubiquitous muscle cars, sexy babes, and a catchy soundtrack, this sequel is sure to entertain its target audience of young males looking for some hard-bodied eye candy. Sandy Chen of Common Sense Media.
Shut the fuck up, Sandy.
This movie's going to make you so fucking horny.
Yeah.
What did you think of the movie, Sandy? Good to know you jerked off while it was playing. Like, what? Okay, Zach, this movie holds a 28% on Rotten Tomatoes, but is it really that bad?
Yes. Yes, it is.
What?
Listen, I stan this franchise. Oh, yeah, it is that bad. Wait. No. Yeah, it's that bad.
Reloaded.
Listen, I stan this movie franchise. I love it. I'll always love it till the day I die. This is the worst film in this franchise. 100%. You cannot change my mind about that. They tried too hard to be serious. They tried to take this series into like a weird direction, make it something that it never could be. But then they did it better the next five movies. And now it's something that it really should never have been. But those movies are somehow better than what the movies were. So I don't really know. 2 out of 5.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This movie took a weird left turn from the previous three movies and every movie after it. I mean, like, think about it. Tokyo Drift was the movie before this movie.
Yeah. Like, the tone of that movie versus this one, it's two very different franchises.
I got no clue. It's incredibly bad. This is far and away the worst movie in this entire franchise. I could easily recommend every other movie in this franchise and not this one. This one is
especially Tokyo Drift.
Oh, Tokyo Drift fucks so hard. I love it so much. I think we gave it 4 out of 5s, right?
100%. Yeah.
I'm giving this a 1 out of 5.
Oof.
I was so fucking bored.
Yeah.
This whole movie. There were so many times I paused and walked around and went to go get something. And I was so bored.
So I went to go watch this movie last night to prepare for tonight because I was busy today. And I fell asleep last night watching it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, shit, I really got to watch this before we record tonight. So I kind of just guessed where I ended off last night from the last thing I remembered and threw it back on.
This movie's really bad. I'm giving it a 1 out of 5. Yeah, it is that bad. Reloaded.
God. The only purpose of that movie was to set up the next movie. Like, yeah. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, all right, so we just came down from Tokyo Drift. And we want to do this crazy bank robbery. But how do we get here?
Literally, they already had Fast Five written, filmed.
They're like, fuck, we need a segue to get over here.
Something. God damn, man. This is the part of the show where we read listener mail from you guys. If you want to submit your own mail to be featured on the show, please send us an email to yatsthatbadreloaded@gmail.com. Bond in parentheses, idge.
Nice.
Guys, thanks for taking my suggestion for the next show. I'm not all that sorry that it's a redo from the original podcast. I'm not sure why a different perspective of a film is such a bad thing. I think some folks need to get over themselves. You're not mimics or trying to recreate the original. You're putting your spin on it, twisting it to create your own flavor, you could say.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyways, how do you feel about a James Bond film? International intrigue, insubordination, a lackluster plot, and some weird Pierce Brosnan chest hair nipple action in the first act? And Halle Berry, whatever. Somehow, the least rotten of the Pierce Brosnan Bond films is Die Another Day. It is the one that resonates most for me as I got to see it in theaters and was my entry into the franchise. And did I mention Halle Berry? I think this guy likes Halle Berry. What a fucking sicko.
I mean, who the fuck doesn't, though? What? Like, what?
Damn, this guy saw a Pierce Brosnan Bond film in theaters.
Damn.
This guy's old.
Isn't he only, like, 28?
Yeah, is that Phil? Yeah, was Phil? Yeah, what?
Phil, like... Phil, how
fucking old are you?
Pick a decade, man.
Were you born in 1960 or 1980? If you believe in bad luck, I wouldn't jinx it by ignoring this suggestion. What? Was that a threat?
What?
What did you just say to us, Phil?
Phil?
Fucking Phil? Florida man. As always, fellas, thanks for the pod and keep it up. Signed, Florida man with a PH.
Oh, that was Phil on the Instagram. Okay. All right.
What?
Remember I sent that thing in the group chat the other day to the Hot Steel Boys group chat about that Florida man screenshot asking which one of them I thought it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It turns out it was Phil the whole time.
I'm down to do a James Bond film. I feel like that's a...
I am so here for that.
Yeah, that's like an interesting genre of movie that I don't think we've done yet. Which movie is it?
Wait, I wanted to thank Phil for something in his email. Hold on. Can you skim through his email one more time? I'm so sorry.
Something I just read?
Yeah. You literally just read it. I wanted to wait till the end to remember it, but then I got...
Thanks for taking my suggestion. I'm not sure why a different perspective on a film is bad.
Yes. Okay, Phil, thank you for understanding that we're not directly ripping off the original Yeah, It's That Bad. If you could talk some sense into the people that leave us reviews on Apple Podcasts, that'd be amazing. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. Thank you. Thank you, Phil.
Yeah, we're just keeping the spirit. Yeah, It's That Bad had to be bought by somebody, you know, and in the great Yeah, It's That Bad merger of 2020, you know, we were the highest bidder.
Yeah.
We got the satellite. We got the yacht. We got the International Space Station World Headquarters.
We didn't get the World Headquarters on Earth, though. It's kind of fucked up. God. Somebody outbid us on that one.
Fucking Amazon!
Fucking Jeff Bezos, man.
All right. If you like the show, please do leave us a good review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you happen to be using. Those reviews really do help out the show. If you want to keep up with the show and be the first to know when new episodes launch, you can follow us on Instagram at @YatsThatBadReloaded. We post there all the time. You wouldn't believe how much we post there, right, Zach?
It's got to be like at least once per episode, honestly.
At a maximum, once per episode. Minimum.
Also, minimum, once per episode. Guys, I'm not good at Instagram. The last post I have on my personal Instagram was, I think, 2019, I want to say.
Mm. You're going to be a great old person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my last post on my personal Instagram was August 3rd of 2019, so I'm doing a great job.
Fantastic. If you are so inclined, and I incline you to do so, donate to help support the podcast. You can donate on our page on anchor.com and become a monthly contributor. Even a dollar a month helps the show out a lot. You can find the link to donate at the end of every description of every episode. Thanks so much for listening, and please tune in next time where we will be reviewing Die Another Day,